Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash. This is a Serie A. It is match day 30. And as we get to Easter, it's one of those where it's pedal to the metal and do not look any further than the opponent in front of you. You start thinking, oh, we'll pick up points here, we'll pick up points. No, it does not work. It is tick it off at the end of every game. A little bit like I do with my show and with my guests. Now, first of all, I'm America. We are America's favourite sportsbook. I was waiting for that. We are America's favourite sportsbook, so I'd like you to subscribe. And also, I'd like you to ring the bell, which means you'll never miss any content again, because we will notify you. And that can be Serie A, La Liga, Bundesliga, and the Premier League, Champions League, and Europa League, before we go to Copa America, and then the Euro Champs. They run side by side. What a feast that's going to be. So make sure you do subscribe to this channel, and you will not miss out, because it will creep up on you. King Petrelli straight in saying, missed you on the Premier League show. Had my notifications on for the Serie A show. Let's go, team. So, King Petrelli, Serie A is S-E-I-R-A. Is that right? S-E-R-I-E-A, Serie A. Okay, just to let you know. Get your notifications on, your spelling check. Okay. Sorry?
It's Serie A.
That sounded like it beginning with Z. But anyway, let me introduce, after I've gone through my normal speech of, if you like, your odds, your props, your offers, and your bonuses, then please type in betustv.com/odds. We will have records. Obviously, where they're all trying to chase me down for the best Serie A Kappa. And the first one is the Queen of Serie A, in Mina Rizzucchi, who basically said she was going away for 5 days, went away for 10. What sort of AWOL business is that, Queen?
You're lucky I even came back, Flash. I was having a time.
Oh, yeah. This face looks lucky, doesn't it?
Wait, what are you trying to say, Flash?
Well, you threw the first stone. Let her, free of sin, cast the first stone.
You know what? It was really nice. Because this is what happens when you work in the football business. There's no break. You're on it all the time. There's games all the time. There's new stories all the time. So this is the 1 week where, thankfully, it wasn't about Italy qualifying for the Euros. They actually finally managed to do that before having to wait until this week. And so I finally had a rare week off. And yes, I went away and it was glorious. And I was thinking of extending and just never coming back, you know. But yes, these are all dreams that remain unfulfilled. I am indeed back, and I do still love Serie A.
Yeah, and we still love you. Obviously, sorry, Serie A still loves you. Talking of man free of sin is Nick Borman. Nick, you've... I think the break came at a wrong time for you in your selection. You started getting a handle on these teams. I mean, even when you didn't get it right, prior to the result, everything came true.
Yeah, it was a good month or two leading up to the break, and it's always worrisome coming back from the break, especially that first weekend. So I'm a little nervous, I guess is the right word to say, coming into this weekend, but I still feel pretty good. I think we've got a pretty good pulse after a slow start to the season on the league, so we'll see what happens. But I like my selections this week, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, listen, I do as well, and there's plenty of races, because it's one of those where I think we know who the champions are going to be, but then the Champions League, that's up for grabs, relegation. It's just going to be absolute chaos. And do we see sides that actually just lock down and say, oh, we're happy with a point, which we're going to find out very, very soon. Why don't we kick off? We've got 5 games. We're going to kick off with the record first, which was, oh my God, I'm like... You're bringing on my epilepsy with this flickering screen and everything. You know what I mean? Okay, look at that. Mina, minus. Oh, okay.
I'm now in the minuses. Imagine.
You are normal. Yeah, you are.
It was a terrible week last week. It was terrible.
Nice to see. Yes. That's why you had to go on a holiday, go and have a lay down. There's no more trips to the Bahamas, hiding your coins. 0.29. You know, that's like a happy meal at a famous chicken joint. But which will remain nameless.
I wish. I don't even think I have money for that.
No. I'm sure that they would give it to you for free anyway. Okay, let's have a little look at the first game, please, Carlos. I thought this was a bit trappy because a blind man says the home side wins. Genoa, -102, been showing good form, been showing a togetherness. And, listen, defensively, they've been better than actually... I listen to commentators, and I listen to analysts, and I'm like, Have you actually watched them play? They're a difficult side to play. Frosinone, plus 300 on the road. I don't see how they get a result, but the draw is plus 257. Genoa to score twice is plus 100. The under over, though, is set at 2.5, with the over being the dog at plus 102. I can only be with Genoa here, Mina, but the price scares me. The price scares me.
Why? Do you feel it's too good to be true? So that makes you...
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people have gone for a 1-1 on this occasion. I'm not entirely sure why they would, because Genoa are 13, are pretty good at home, to be honest. They're the 13th best club at home. They do have a great coach. And more importantly, they have a forward in Retegui, who's just had a blistering time for the Italian national team. Obviously, he scored the goals that they needed against Venezuela in their first friendly. He's really been efficient up front, which is exactly what the national team has been looking for, and that will give him the confidence required. He's been a bit in and out recently, whether it's been injuries or not for Genoa, but he's perhaps not shown us the best of him, but this will really give him the confidence he needs in the national team. As for Goodmanson, he's now being tracked by some of the best teams in Europe at the moment, including the likes of Inter and Juventus, who are fighting over him. He's been astonishing to watch for Genoa. So I agree. More importantly, the coach is also being tracked by a lot of big teams. So maybe a move to Fiorentina is on the cards for Gilardino. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I look at Genoa and I look at that team and I think at home they've had, two losses out of their last six. And then you think of Frosinone and it's been a terrible time for them. Away from home, they have managed 5 losses and only 1 draw. They are the worst team in Serie A when it comes to away from home. They have actually only managed to collect 3 points in 14 away matches. They haven't registered a single win and only 3 draws. So it's not a fun time right now for Frosinone. They needed this break to try to reset, to somehow make sure, because they've fallen down the pecking order. They are in relegation spots now and they need to get out of it because they're in 18th position. They've had a horrible time recently, couldn't get a win to save their lives. So this is going to be a really important matchup and they will be giving it their all. But my money is still on Genoa. This is still a team that held Juventus. It's a team that held Inter. It's a team that's shown us that are strong defensively and has enough in attack to get there and collect the points. So I think minus 102 is about as close as I can get to a banker.
Yeah, I mean, Ash is saying that Genoa team total, just for them to be over 1.5, is plus 100. I'd just rather maybe go with the minus 102, though, because it brings in that 1-0. Frosinone not to score is plus 170. Am I missing something here? Because I think Genoa are far too strong individually. And if they go 1-0 up, they are more than happy to lock it down, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be like a mistake somewhere that would, give Frosinone maybe a chance that they capitalize on. But otherwise, over the regular course of 90 minutes, they're probably not going to have a lot of chances. And Genoa is one of those teams, when you're a big club, you hate to see them on your schedule because they're pesky. They're hard to beat, right? They get results against some of the best teams in the league. They've gotten them against Juventus twice, against Napoli, even Inter during the stretch right now. They only have 3 losses over their last 14 matches. And their defense has been great. They've only allowed more than 1 goal just 3 times in that span as well, which uncoincidentally were the only 3 matches that they had losses in. So they're a tough team to score on, and that does – bringing into play Frosinone, likely not getting on the board unless maybe a random bounce or mistake happens. And Frosinone is not a team you really have to worry about scoring too much, or at least definitely not multiple goals, considering they've only scored more than once twice this entire season on the road. They've been blank 6 times in 15 matches. As Mina said, they're winless. They have 3 draws, 12 losses. They've been really horrendous, conceding in 14 straight away matches, 11 of them being 2 goals or more. So horrible defense, can't trust that. So you got to expect Genoa to get their chances. And Genoa's wins this year, they've come against the weak teams in this league. They have 5 victories at home. They've done most of their damage against teams ranked below them in the table, which of course Frosinone is. They beat Udinese, Lecce, Verona, and Salernitana. Their only slip up against the team below them was a draw with Empoli, but otherwise it's pretty solid against those bottom tier clubs. Frosinone, what really just worries me here is they allow the 2nd most shots per match in the league and the 2nd most on target ahead of only Salernitana, which we know is the worst team in the league. And of course, they also allow the second most expected goals to their opponents as well, again, ahead of only Salernitana. So Frosinone did win 2-1 in the reverse fixture back in November, but that was at home. All their successes come at home. I just don't trust them to grab a result. Maybe the price is too good to be true, but I'm willing to take the chance and lay the number on Genoa. I think they win this match.
Yeah, no, I believe you're both right. I just can't go anywhere near them because Genoa is the same as we all have these one sides. Maybe in like I have Chelsea in the Premier League where I just cannot get them right. Maybe I have Leipzig in the Bundesliga. I just cannot get right. And it's been Genoa. Maybe you go back through the 29 prior shows. I've been wanting to be with them, thinking you're better than you're showing. I've got faith in you. And they never reward me. Let's have a little look at the official picks because my negativity, I do not want to be rubbing off on the two units from Mina and from Nick together at -102 for a home win. And yeah, I do think that they win. I just got nothing against them other than I just don't pick up. I just do not cash. Okay, move on to game number two. Because here's a side I have got faith in. Torino, -114. It was -110 earlier on. Monza, +365. Torino, yes, they won last time out. Yes, they're strong at home. But Monza have been really, really good. Don't let me take you down that road because I want to be with the home side, Nick, all day long. The draw is at +248. The under-over, though, is at 2.25. And that's still under at -125. 1-0, 2-0, home side, jog on. I'm taking the -114.
Yeah, listen, I like Torino in this match. I think just taking them to the win is probably okay. I'll get a little creative here. I did this in our last show, which was 2 weeks ago, taking Torino on the double chance because I don't see them losing. There's a chance they might not win. It ends up in a draw. So Torino on the double chance and then pair that with under 2.5 goals because I don't see a lot of action in this match. Torino, another team, very pesky. They only lose to the top half of the table teams. At home, very tough to crack. They have just 2 losses in 14 matches. They allowed a ridiculously low 0.65 expected goals per match. That's the second fewest in the league behind only Juventus. Take away their 3-0 loss to Inter, and that average drops to 0.51. So it's just hard to get anything on them. They're very well organized in the back, and they've kept 9 clean sheets at home. They've conceded a total of just 8 goals, 5 of which came again in their 2 losses to Lazio and Inter. So aside from that, they just aren't conceding. They don't allow a lot of volume. 8.5 shots per match is all they allow at home. That ranks first in the league, and they allow 2.9 on target. That ranks third. So a lot of just the data and stats just telling you that this team at home defensively has their act together, right? So Monza, not a high scoring team by any means. They get most of their results kind of like Genoa we talked about on teams below them. Yeah. In the table, on only 7 occasions this season have they scored more than 1 goal. 4 of those did come on the road, but they were against Genoa, Salernitana, Frosinone, and Verona, teams that are not very well organized necessarily at the back. Only Genoa is the team that's not allowing a lot of goals per game, or they don't allow more than 1.5 expected goals per match. So the rest of them are not good defensive teams. So against a good defensive organized team, I don't see Monza creating a lot here. The reverse fixture of 1-1, I believe. It seems like a very possible score here, although I do lean slightly towards Torino, maybe a 1-0 or maybe a 2-0. But either way, I don't see a lot of action, and I don't see Torino losing. So I'm just combining those two aspects together to get Torino double chance, plus under 2.5 for a decent price.
Yeah, Zapata, +175, says Ash, is good enough. I agree, but I also agree that Torino too strong for Monza, although Monza have been in good form. I'm not liking the faces that the Queen is actually putting up here. Please don't tell me you've gone for Monza.
I would go with Monza over Torino.
But you didn't.
I didn't because I think it's a tricky one because, I mean, 1 point separates them in the table, right? But Monza are ahead. And Nick just said Torino that Monza like destroy the teams that are below them in the league. And Torino is below them in the true league, even if it is 1 point. I feel like Monza had a tricky period and they weren't doing too well. But since the end of January till now, they've only suffered 1 loss. And so I think it was to Roma. And they've had some good showings, including really getting 3 goals against Genoa at home, which is tough to do because we've just spoken about how Genoa are when they are playing at home. Monza don't have the greatest of players, but they do have tactics that are flexible to the opponent. And I feel like they could find a way through, because Torino do make defensive mistakes sometimes, because of their absences. So they haven't always had their best team. They have Buongiorno in this, who made a mistake actually during the international break. And there are question marks whether he will be included for the Italian national team. But I think Torino is also a very good side. You know, you look up and you think Sanabria and Zapata and Vlasic, it's a very good team right now. But if you look in recent form, I mean, we're talking about the last six matches, Monza have picked up 4 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. So 1 loss in their last six, 4 wins. And if you could look at Torino, it's 2 wins, 2 losses, 2 draws. So, I mean, just recently in the last six matches, it's got to be with Monza, because they've picked up form at the moment and they've started to find their rhythm and their confidence. And they can be a tough team, but they are streaky. That's the one thing I'll give Monza. In this particular match, I can never decide which one is better, because to me, a 1-1 seems the most reasonable way to go with this, because I think that they are level. There is only 1 point separating them. To go with one team winning over the other one, I just wouldn't. But if I look at just recently how both of these teams performing, I think Monza is stronger at the moment. So if I am going to go for a team, I would prefer it to be Monza. I know it's away from home, but away from home, they're what? 7th in the league in terms of points collected away from home. And Torino are 8th in terms of points collected at home. So again, it's fine margins. But if I'm having to choose, there's more value in Monza for the double chance, in all honesty, if you do think this is going to be a potential draw. I'm a bit uncomfortable going for this match, because I think it's a lot of risk.
-114 tells you everything you need to know, because Torino are very good at home. They've got individuals that can actually go and win games. And I just see Monza, I think they've had a really good run on the fixture calendar. I think the calendar's been very, very kind to them, but they've still got to go and do it, and I'd take my hat off to them, because they've been neat and tidy and they have actually picked up points. But with Torino, I feel as if they're strong, and I think that they're going to be a side to keep on side from now until the end of the season. And at -114, I'm not complicating it. I'm more than happy to go with them. Let's have a little look at the official pick, please. See, pick on my own. Oh, no, Torino, double chance. And under 2.5 at -110. Torino, money line, though, -114. One of my stronger ones in this Serie A week. Let's move on. I just couldn't believe the price here. Fiorentina, +188 against Milan at +157. The draw is at +235. Fiorentina, no Bonaventure. Basically, it's copy and paste what we said when Fiorentina were going to play Atalanta, but the game was postponed. So that means that Bonaventure's discipline, his card, his suspension, that will now carry over. So he will miss this game. Milan, for me, far too strong. I think Milan scored twice, and that's at +145. Score twice. I think they win the game. Mina, why are you giggling? Why are you giggling? Milan, come on.
Because I was like, who's Bonaventure?
Yeah, Bonaventure. What are you going to call him?
Bonaventura.
Yeah, Bonaventure.
I love the fact that you've anglicised his name. It's brilliant.
Oh, I butchered him. Are you putting that down as a butcher?
No, you anglicised it. You made him English. Bonaventure. You know, there he is. Bonaventure. Bonaventura in Italian. Yes.
Do I look Italian?
Yes, but I mean, you don't do that for any other name. So.
I know, but I was more than happy to see him out.
Good. Okay. Yes. So, right. What is it? Right, I'm very lost now. Who is it that you said that you're going to go for in this, or you didn't say that?
Oh, I'm going Milan all day. I couldn't believe they're +157. I thought that they'd be like +120, +125. They're so strong. They've got goals all over the place.
It's true. It's very difficult to not go for Milan with this kind of price. I mean, it seems a little bit like astonishing, really, the price. I wouldn't have thought it was going to go that way. I mean, you know how I feel about Milan. They do have their ability to lose games like they did against Monza, which you don't understand why. They have a terrific team. I think question marks are being asked as to why England are not calling up Tomori when you're calling up Lewis Dunk. Because Tomori has been fantastic. There were concerns over, obviously, Kjaer, who got injured over the international break. And we also need to assess Benacer, who I do think is actually their best midfielder alongside Loftus-Cheek. So without him, we do lose something. So it'll be Adli and Reinders. Not enough, perhaps, physical strength in there or capability on the ball as well. It's just that Benacer is just a jack of all trades. So he's really important in that midfield. Having said all of that, I mean, Fiorentina are just a team that missed so many opportunities. I mean, Belotti has introduced somewhat more security up front, but they're a side that doesn't even know how to score penalties. So I don't know what to think of them at the moment because they're so up and down as a team right now that it's very difficult to be on board. I mean, Milan have a different project at the moment. And basically, they have to make sure that when the Milan derby comes around, that Inter don't win the title in the run-up to that match. So they really are desperate to win every single match and keep the pressure on so that they could delay that as much as possible and not have to celebrate Inter at San Siro in their match. So this is going to be interesting because they really do have to try to win every single match going forward to keep up with Inter. But you look at them and you look at the team they have. You look at Giroud, who's acknowledged that this will be his last season with Milan. Rafael Leao, the amount of talent in there, it's unbelievable. Also, last six matches between the two sides, there's never been a draw, so I wouldn't go for that. But it's been Milan wins four out of those six, including the reverse fixture in November, which was a 1-0. I don't think this is a high score. You think it's a high scoring game? I'm not sure about that.
I don't care. +157.
Yeah, but I would definitely, I mean, it's a very difficult amount of money to turn down. So it should be a no-brainer. I mean, you would imagine that this is a Milan win and it's a relatively, yeah, I would put my money on that. I can't believe I missed it.
My biggest, no, I can't either. And that doesn't mean, listen, we haven't finished yet. Doesn't mean you have missed it yet. I was looking at Nick here and I'm thinking the most frustrating part about Milan at the moment is nothing to do with Milan. It's all about Loftus-Cheek not getting in the England squad when he gives England something that they've not got. They've not got the power, pace, box to box that he brings. He's a Rolls Royce. He's
what
gone away. Tomori he's
being there.
What?
What about Tomori not being called up?
Don't even get me started with any of the defenders. I'd throw all of the English defenders out, maybe other than Kyle Walker. Maybe. Yeah. It's a joke. And that's why they won't win the European Championship. That's why you get your money on France. Nick. Milan, +157, too big. Milan scored twice, +145, too big.
Yeah, I have to believe that Milan will probably win this match. I'm not a believer in Fiorentina. I'm going to start with that. I think I've said that over the course of the season. They had that good start to the year. They were hanging in the top four through December. But a lot of their, you know, their underlying data, which I like to look at, expected goal chances and big chances that they create, were suggesting that they're really barely a top 10 team. And regression quickly caught up to them. They've just won two of their last 10 Serie A matches, and now they've fallen down to eighth, kind of where I think they probably belong in this table. I will give them a little credit. They are difficult to beat at home, though their losses were against Inter and Juve. And you're going to put Milan kind of in that same category, right? So you think that they can come in here and win this match. Milan, they were rolling right before the international break, albeit they beat Slavia Prague twice in the Europa. Then there was Verona and Empoli. But listen, you can only beat who's in front of you, and they did that, so yeah. Give them credit for that. Really, the only period of time where I think Milan had a struggle, and we touched on it while it was going on, was it was the fixture congestion with the Champions League and the ton of injuries that they were dealing with at that time. But really, since that group stage ended, they've been very, very good. They had a run of one loss over their next 12 matches after the group stage. They then had the loss against Monza. Red card certainly aided that, though they were down at halftime before the red card. Of course, then they lost to Rennes in leg two of the Europa, but they were up, what, three goals going into that second leg? So it wasn't it's a situational game. It didn't really – I don't really throw much into that. So you can argue in some sense, like you throw that match out the window and you don't get a red card. This team really has only lost once over their last 18 matches aside from those two. It's pretty solid, and they're just tough to beat. I kind of like – if you want to pay a little bit, you can see the pick'em price, the draw no bet price at -127. That really gives you a ton of safety net here, but it is hard to turn down the +157 price. They are the better team. I'm not entirely sure. We're always real risky coming out of the international break if they'll pick up right where they left off. But at the price, it's worth putting your money on Milan. I would never put it on Fiorentina.
Do you guys think it's worth going for over 1.5 goals at +1? I mean, it's a lot of money, right?
I think Milan scored twice. They win the game. And the thing is, I firmly believe Milan will have more chances in this game than Fiorentina. I think that they can.
I'm looking at their list. Since October, they've only once scored only one goal away from home. The rest have all been 3-3, 2-2, 3-3. So only once have they only scored one goal since October away from home. So there's every chance to believe. I mean, they average two goals away from home, but Fiorentina average conceding one goal at home. So it's about, is it Fiorentina's defense that will win, or do you think it's Milan's attack? I want to go for the plus 145.
Was you having a conversation with yourself then? Because you asked the question, then you answered it.
Yeah, but do you think I should go for over 1.5 at plus 145? It's a lot of money, right?
Why did you leave it? Ask yourself that.
I'm nervous because of the international break, and because I'm in the.
There you go. Maybe a lineup check. It's almost like, why didn't you buy them Prada shoes? Because there was something about them that you didn't like. Do you know what I mean?
Where did you make this?
The dollar.
No, not you, Nick. If you come in and get involved in Prada shoes, it's all off. If you do that.
I don't know what to do. Whether do I go Milan? Okay. Well, either way, it's something for you to consider as well at home.
Yeah, exactly. And I think lineup check. But I just believe that the way Milan play, being away just suits them just as much as being at home, because they can come through the middle of you. I say a lot of the times they can go down the wing with pace, with diagonal, because they've got that threat. But they've got such strength and ability through the middle now as well. So, again, I think the better chances are going to go to the away side. They take them. The plus 157 is a gift. Let's have a little look at the official picks. Both teams are scoring over 2.5. It's plus 120. I think the game does start 2-1. Milan don't keep many clean sheets. So, a Milan money line for me is at plus 157. Move on to game number 4. Now, I can't believe this game got away from me. Other than Bologna, a minus 345 against the worst side. In Serie A, in Salernitana, plus 900. The draw is at plus 460. Bologna are plus 157 to score three. Does this game start 2-0? Nick?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with laying the goal line here. Salernitana is just, they're bad. But Bologna, they've had a great season, right? Unless your team named Milan, they're going to beat everybody else, right? That's the only two losses at home this year. They lost to both Milans. But prior to that 1-0 loss to Inter, they had covered this number, so they won by margin in four straight home matches: 2-0 over Verona, 2-0 over Fiorentina, 4-0 over Lecce, 4-2 over Sassuolo. They can certainly do this. They've also kept 9 clean sheets in 12 home matches prior to that Inter loss. So it's just, they've been playing awesome defensively. Team is very difficult to create chances against. They rank as the top four in shots allowed on target, and expected goals allowed. So very well deserving of their place in the table. And then you look at Salernitana. I mean, they are dead last in pretty much everything you want to look at: shots on target, expected goals, all of those same statistics defensively, corners even allowed. The only one they don't rank dead last is corners created. They rank 16th, Mina. Something good there, I guess, for Salernitana, one positive thing. But it's really hard to describe any other way how bad they've been this season. They have just 2 wins on the season. One did come on the road, give them that, but 0.67 expected goals created at home against a defense as strong as Bologna is just a bad omen. And I'll leave it with this. The last two teams they played on the road that are well-organized defensively was Inter and Torino. Salernitana generated 4 shots combined.
Wow.
1 on target, 0.13 expected goals, 2 games combined. I don't see him getting many chances here. Yes, I start this match 2-0, so I'm comfortable laying Bologna. Laying the goal and a half on them. I think they win this rather easily.
Yeah, no, I'm more than happy to stick them. I didn't actually have an official pick, but I'm more than happy to just go money line and stick them in with maybe a side in England and a side in Germany as well. So make sure you don't miss out on Bundesliga tomorrow morning. Mina, Bologna, they're strong through midfield as well. And that's where I just believe that they're going to choke Salernitana for a full 95 minutes.
I mean, here's the thing. There's been lots of conversations around Bologna because they've lost Zirkzee, who is their striker, and he's out for a while. So this is going to be a problem because, you know, he has been their source of goals, right? And he is their best player up front, not just for the ability to score goals, but of course of what he gives to the team in general and creation and leadership and so much more. So does that mean that Bologna lose something without their star available to them? You would imagine they could do so against the big teams, but not against Salernitana, who are now on their, like, 10th coach of the season. They've changed yet again. They've lost Liverani, and they now have Colantuono. They did temporarily think of bringing back Inzaghi because that's how crazy life is at Salernitana right now. But, yes, somebody's just wrote that in the notes, but they've decided to go for Colantuono. Another new coach, another new set of tactics. I honestly just feel like this is a terrible team and it's time to just realize it's not the coach that's the problem. It's the fact that this hasn't been a squad that's well built. The only thing that I'm not sure about is, firstly, I don't see the value of going for Bologna. So I understand what Nick has done in thinking that they're probably going to be 2-0 up. I don't know whether to go with that because I am a little bit afraid of Xerxes not being available. So I'm thinking, could this be a slim 1-0 victory? Because Salernitana might just try to just do old style Italian defending. I mean, they won't be very good at it, but they'll just make life difficult. So that was the only thing that stopped me from going to this match. And even at plus minus one and a half, at minus 115, to me, it wasn't, if it was, you know, a Milan plus 157, then I'm like, yeah, all in. But I wasn't sure about this only because it's a new coach for Salernitana and they're missing their duel in Bologna. So I was like, let me just stay away from this one.
Yeah, I thought maybe saying like Bologna and under 4.5, Bologna yeah. under 3.5.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Because I do see, obviously, but you've got to say Bologna's goals output is going to be hit. But we also don't know if Salernitana throw the towel in. That's the only downside of that. But I mean, you could go with Bologna just as a straight parlay piece, or just go with Bologna free hit minus one. It might be around the minus 170, but that's just another way to generate a parlay piece. Let's have a little look at the official picks because it's all about the home side picking up 3 points. And listen, 9 times out of 10, they're going to have a clean sheet as well. I wrote down the clean sheet, minus 139 for Salernitana not to score. Another avenue, and it does throw in that really rare 0-0. Okay, Bologna, minus 1.5 at minus 115. Let's move on to this final game. Michael Bakeda says Salernitana are hopeless. Let's move on to Lecce at plus 370 and Roma at minus 115 will look to milk the hosts. Draw, plus 248. Roma... Oh, minus 106. You just got that, Nick, did you? Roma, minus 106. That can't be right. Roma, minus 106 to score over 1.5. I just got to be with the away side. The way that they're playing. The players now, this is nothing I noticed, and I want you to look at this, Mina. A lot of the players now went away on international duty, and they've grown in stature for their countries as well. And now they're going against Lecce, and Lecce hardly ever score, and they don't score more than one. I see Roma scoring two. Mina?
This is the thing, right? It's just that, I mean, Lecce did win their last match, but it was against Salernitana.
Woo!
Otherwise, it's been really awful for them. In their last six matches, it's been 4 losses, 1 draw, which was against Frosinone, who are going through their own downturn of events. And of course, Lecce has really fallen down the well, to be honest with you. But they did start off the season really well, and I think they still have it in them. So it's really disappointing to watch this because I think they're not a bad team. So I don't know how it's gotten so out of hand. I mean, usually they were a team that I was a little bit scared of. But it's horrible for them because they've got Roma and then they've got Milan after that. So it's 2 losses that they've probably got a budget for in this. And I say that because this Roma side, you know, if this was a Jose Mourinho team, the way that they were playing, it's sort of perfect for Lecce, who really like to take advantage of that type of play and possibly get a draw. But against this Roma side that is so high-flying and that's so determined to score the goals. And it's like you said, an international break, Pellegrini played, who's just been phenomenal to watch recently. Their creative midfielder has been in stupendous form. He got a terrific goal in international break. He's being described as, you know, one of the great midfielders. He missed out on the Euros for Italy last time around with injury. This time around, he's odds on to feature prominently for it, and hopefully he will go and produce something special. But then you've got the performances of Lukaku for Belgium. Dybala, who's struggled with injury but should be available, in all honesty, for this match, which is great for them. But it's also how Paredes has been in midfield. This is a really fun side to watch. It is gung-ho. It is fun. It is forward-thinking. It's all about as many goals as possible. And the fact that Lukaku shows up for all these extra training sessions because he wants to make a difference shows to you just how much of a happy team it is now. Everyone wants to make a difference. So for me, I mean, if this was a week in which they were playing European football, then I probably think that they would try to just get a quick win and be done with it. But considering it's not, I'm thinking this could be a 3-0.
I just think Roma win, and at -115, it's like, oh my God, I'm not going to even bother. I can tell you now, I've done a really juicy parlay, and Roma was the first leg on it with a team from England as well. I just see Roma winning at -115. I probably would have gone to -130. Nick, Roma all the way for me, because I think they scored twice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we're all fans of this new look Roma under De Rossi's management. I mean, aside from that one loss to Inter and the situational loss to Brighton in that leg two after leading by four goals, they've been great. They're unbeaten in their other 11 matches. I know we poked fun, you know, at the beginning of that run about how easy their schedule was to start, but they, you know, they since have beaten a solid Torino side. They made very light work of Monza, who we talked about a little bit ago. And they absolutely dominated Brighton in that first leg. So I think it just gives a little bit of a better idea of the potential of this team and where they sit, you know, caliber-wise. However, you know, we're talking about Lecce here. So they sit 13th on the table. They rank 18th in expected points. It's been a fade team for me. I kind of thought their fluke unbeaten five matches to start the season was just that, a fluke, and it certainly is seeming that way. They don't get a lot of chances. They don't score a lot. I think, you know, they could. I mean, at home is where they're going to do their damage. So maybe they score a goal. But ultimately, I think Roma's going to find a way to win the match. I think they score multiple goals here. I didn't make this an official play, but I would like to live pick this if possible.
Yeah, you got more chance of Nelson getting his eye back than that live pick
Roma
coming up.
Roma
watching too much telly.
Yeah, I want to go Roma team over 1.5. I mean, I think...
Before you do that, I should mention, I'm sorry, I did forget this. Pellegrini is actually disqualified for this match.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm jaded because at the beginning of the season, I took Dybala to score 15 or more goals for a nice price. So I'm in my head, I'm like, all right, Dybala's going to get out there. He's going to give me another hat trick. So maybe I'm just rooting for the wrong things and whatever, but I don't care. I think they're gonna be fine. I think they'll score two goals here. And
yeah, me too.
I'm at it.
Even without Pellegrini. Because if Dybala's back, then that's all they really need.
Right. So. Yeah, I'm going for it.
I just think that every single player has bought into the manager has become a general of an army who stands up on top of the hill and they all don't look back. They all steam into whatever's asked of them. And you can ask no more. And what a great start. I mean, we spotted it after 20 minutes of his first match. They were just a complete release of the shackles and they seem to be loving life in the Roma shirt and the Roma way. So have a little look at the official picks, please. So first of all, Nick is adding over 1.5 team total for Roma. Roma and over 1.5 for a greedy +140. And for me, it's just Moneyline -115. That Roma and over 1.5 at +140 is exactly the same as Milan team total over 1.5 on the road at Fiorentina. Okay, so now it's time now. For a Q&A, if you've got anything you want to ask, then now's the time to ask it. Why I ask you to subscribe and get us closer to 20,000 subscribers. We are number one subscribed channel here at BetUS TV. So let's pull away. Let's be like Roma. Get front forward thinking feet and all of that going forward and not looking in the rearview mirror because there's... Exactly. Oh, yeah, Nick, don't worry. I will keep bringing it up. No problem at all. But also, I'd like you to ring the bell, which means I'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. And also, if you'd like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, and there's plenty of them going on, then please type in betustv.com/odds. Lazio versus Juve, Mina. And who's that from, by the way? Who is that? What is that? Some kind of like, I've got a guess. Mina, Lazio Juve for whoever can't even be bothered to have a name.
Oh, this is going to be a difficult one because Lazio under new management by that is sorry, a new coach in Igor Tudor. You might remember him from Marseille last season, from Hellas Verona before that in Serie A. They were very good, Verona under him. He's a very forward-thinking, aggressive type of coach. It's always a fun style of play, really entertaining to watch. I'm a little bit worried about Juventus facing them also because they're without Vlahovic because he got that red card, if you remember. So he's out. Milik's out, so they're thinking of starting Chiesa alongside Yildiz up front. So it's a partnership that hasn't played together before. So I am going to be worried a little bit about Juventus away from home against this Igor Tudor Lazio, which they have had a little time to work on it. So I'm interested to see how far it's going to go. Zaccagni was with the Italian national team. Guendouzi was with the French national team. He's been having a terrific season. He was also under Igor Tudor for Marseille, so they know each other very well. Lazio have perhaps underperformed at times, but they do have a good team. It's not the best. I don't think they were listening to Sarri in the way that he had hoped. Immobile hasn't been scoring the goals that we used to rely on him to do, and they are playing at home. So I think this is a case of I can see both teams scoring. I would potentially think this could.
Really? I thought
I
that this
do.
was scary under.
I mean, the thing is I can't imagine, like, just it's because. I can't imagine Juventus not getting on the score sheet considering the way that Igor likes to play. He takes risks at the back. So I'm just wondering whether that's something that could open. But it's also who's going to score the goals, right? Like, this is the other
Exactly,
thing.
yeah.
Because they don't have Vlahovic and they don't have Milik. So it's tough times for them. But they have to win this game or they have to come close to it because they're really at risk of dropping in the top from the top four. And I can't imagine that. I mean, I keep saying this and they keep losing. So I don't know. But. How long can this streak really last where they keep failing? I honestly don't know. It's a
It's like
difficult.
1-0 Juve, isn't it? 1-0 Juve at best. Nick, 0-0.
I actually, based on the trends of this series, you have to pay a little bit, but you can get over 2 goals for -130. Only one of the last 13 between these hasn't reached 2 goals, and only 4 of the last 32 meetings between these teams has not reached 2 goals scored. So I don't know if that has anything to do with this match, but. Interesting trend between these two, because I immediately thought under until I looked into that.
Okay, last one, Aggie 90. Thank you for putting your name there, Aggie. Your thoughts on half-time, full-time, Inter versus Empoli. Just have a little look at the lineup check, really. But if you feel as if the number is good for you, then why not? Inter do come out the traps, they do score, and once they score, the game is normally over. Let's have a little look at the best bets. We all answered one question each. Mina, Genoa, Moneyline, -102, as has Nick, -102 for the home win. Torino, Moneyline at -114 for myself. Milan, Moneyline at +157 is in yellow, which means if you this is your first time watching, then that is, or your first time of seeing a yellow caption, that is a banker. That is 2 units going on that. And Roma money line at -115, that really should be in. In fact, all three. I might have a little parlay of me there. Fiorentina Milan, both teams scoring over 2.5 at +120. Roma and over 1.5 at +140. Nick's gone for Torino, double chance and under 2.5 at -110. Bologna, -1.5 at -115. Wouldn't put anyone off of Bologna, -1, free hit in a parlay. And also, Nick has gone for Roma team total over 1.5 at -106. Mina, someone said in the chat that you're looking very Native American.
Maybe it's the holiday and I have a tan. And
Or
so
you don't. You know what I mean? He just might be the he has a
I just
funny
look a lot
telly.
better. So, in all
Oh,
honesty,
you
that's
look a lot better, dear. Oh, good, good, good.
that's
I'm
why
glad
I'm
you're feeling.
here.
I'm glad you're feeling it. Nick, good luck. See you obviously again next week. And for
Yes,
all of
sir.
you that like Premier League, we have got a midweek card next week, and it will be 1 o'clock Eastern on Monday. For remember, if you are in Europe, then the clocks do go forward this weekend. So make sure that you ring the bell so that you know exactly what time we are going to be on. From everyone in the chat, from the Queen, from Nick, from myself and BetUS, may all your bets be winners, and you take care.